You're listening to Iceland News Review, the weekly news podcast of Iceland Review. Subscribe and tune in each Friday to get the latest from our fair shores. I'm Andy Sophia Fontaine, and these are the week's top stories in Iceland. First up on Iceland News Review, some good news on the economic front, as multiple unions have signed collective bargaining agreements with management. Just for a little background, collective bargaining agreements in Iceland always have an expiration date, so that wages keep up with inflation and interest rates. For this reason, it's not unusual for multiple labor unions to re-enter contract negotiations with management at the same time. On this go-around, some unions have chosen to unite under one banner in their negotiations, which has helped speed negotiations along. Following the signing of these agreements, both unions and management alike agreed on one point in particular, that the ball is now in the court of the government and the central bank to make sure that these wages will keep up with the cost of living. As it so happens, the governor of the central bank expressed satisfaction with the collective bargaining agreements, predicting that inflation will continue to lower, which could open the way for lower interest rates. Fingers crossed! Next up, there's some high political drama and intrigue going down in the east of Iceland, which goes all the way up to the national government. The story begins in the municipality of Fjarðabyggð, population 5,070, in East Iceland. Its municipal council has 9 seats, divided between 3 parties. The Independence Party with 4 seats, the Progressive Party with 3 seats, and the regional party Fjarðalistin with 2 seats. Up until recently, the council majority consisted of the latter two parties. Last month, a special work group of representatives of these parties sought to make changes to the school system of the region. This would entail combining all regional preschools under the auspices of Leikskóli Fjarðabyggðar, while doing away with the position of assistant principal, combining all regional grade schools under the auspices of Grunnskóli Fjarðabyggðar, also doing away with the assistant principal position, and combining all regional music schools under similar auspices, with the assistant music school director reduced to a 75% position. When this proposal was put before the municipal council for a vote, all voted in favor except for one person, Fjarðalistin representative Hjördís Helga Seljan Thoradsdóttir. She contends that the move would degrade the quality of the regional schools and objected to what she said was a lack of cooperation between the council and the schools to work out a solution. The objection came as a surprise to other members of the council, and while the measure was passed 8-1, the Progressive Party later announced it was ending its coalition with Fjarðalistin. The Progressive Party and the Independence Party are now reportedly in talks over the creation of a new municipal council majority. Should these talks prove successful, challenges over the schooling matter will still remain. The Icelandic Teachers Union has objected to the proposal, which is due to go into effect in August. The union contends that the council does not have the authority to make changes of this degree. In particular, they cite regional law on residential democracy. Similar objections have been raised by parents' associations, citing laws for both primary schools and preschools, that major decisions must be made in cooperation with parents, which these parents contend was not done. A petition on the matter, calling for these proposed changes to be ceased, has garnered some 750 signatures at the time of this writing, while local officials are awaiting an official ruling from the Ministry of Education on the matter, and they are expecting a response soon. If you have any cursory knowledge of Iceland, you probably know that Icelanders have lots of folk tales about trolls, elves, and other supernatural beings. It's a treasured part of our national heritage, which is why you might be surprised to learn that one of the largest and oldest compendiums of these folk tales isn't even in Iceland. 19th century librarian Jón Árnason compiled these folk tales into 2 volumes called Þjóðsögur, taking a cue from the Brothers Grimm to make a written record of stories that had existed for decades or even centuries before. The original manuscript for Þjóðsögur was sent to Germany for printing, and it just so happens that it's still there, at the Bavarian State Library in Munich. Now, members of parliament have put forward a motion to have this manuscript brought back to Iceland. If past efforts to have Icelandic manuscripts returned are any indication, this one will likely be successful too. The 72 Palestinians with Icelandic residence permits who were brought out of Gaza last week have arrived at last in Iceland. However, many other residence permit holders are still left behind. These 72 people, 24 adults and 48 children, arrived in Iceland last Friday after a long journey from Gaza. Representatives from Iceland's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who had been in Cairo since early February, compiled a list of names of Icelandic residence permit holders in Gaza for the approval of Egyptian and Israeli officials. These people were then escorted from the border town of Rafah and into Egypt, from where they traveled to Iceland. Employees for the Directorate of Labor, the Red Cross, and the city of Reykjavik welcomed these new arrivals at Keflavik International Airport. From there, they traveled to Reykjavik, where they were greeted by a throng of relatives and well-wishers in reunions marked by tears of joy, laughter, and many hugs. However, this does not mark the end of the matter. While the Foreign Ministry has announced that their work in Cairo has concluded, there are still some 32 Palestinians with Icelandic residence permits who are still in the region. Information from the Directorate of Immigration did not specify how many of these Palestinians are in Gaza, but it is estimated that most, if not all, of them are. These 32 people were granted their residence permits after the Foreign Ministry compiled its list of names, that is, on February 10th. Despite this, the ministry has said that it has met its obligations, but would be monitoring the situation in Gaza. Icelandic civilian volunteers have been very active in assisting other Palestinians with Icelandic residence permits with getting out of Gaza, and it is therefore likely they will also be assisting these additional Icelandic residence permit holders. Mere days after this heartwarming reunion, the Directorate of Immigration announced that it would no longer be giving Palestinians priority when it came to family reunification permits. Their reasoning is that other nationalities have had to wait and, as Minister of Justice Gudrun Hafsteinsdottir put it, this prioritization has always been a temporary measure. Meanwhile, some 150 applications for family reunification for Palestinians were still pending at the time this decision was made. While Israel attacks on Gaza continue, time will tell how quickly these applications will be processed. Lastly on Iceland News Review, Grammy winner singer-songwriter Laufey bagged two awards at the Icelandic Music Awards this week, Performer of the Year and Vocal Performance of the Year in the categories of pop, rock, hip-hop, and electronic. Laufey has long been making a splash both at home and abroad, and you'll be able to read all about what it's like to attend one of her concerts in the next issue of Iceland Review. Next up, the weather this weekend. Friday is going to bring cloudy skies in the southwest half of the country, with mostly sunny skies in the northeast half. It'll also be warmer in the southwest than in the northeast, but it'll also be windier in the greater capital area. As we move into Saturday, showers will come into the southeast, while mostly sunny skies will shine upon the northwest, and the rest of the country will be cloudy. It will be warm all over the country, but it will be very windy in the northeast, so be cautious if you're driving through that area then. Sunday will bring cloudy skies and rain across the whole country, with colder temperatures and stronger winds in the northwest, but the northeast may see the sun peeking through every now and then. As for road conditions, bear in mind that all roads into the highlands are closed to regular traffic, so don't try heading up there unless you're in a glacier tour group or something similar. Also, coastal road conditions are fair all over the country, but do take care if you drive through the northeast, as things might get slippery. For all your travel needs in Iceland, be sure to visit en.vedur.is. That's en.vedur.is, as well as road.is and safetravel.is. Through these three websites, you'll get up-to-the-minute information on weather and road conditions, as well as possible incoming natural events. By staying updated through these sites, you'll not only save yourself a lot of time and money, you'll also be able to enjoy Iceland with peace of mind. That's all for me this week on Iceland News Review. Be good to each other.